tell you like this. I ain't the one. The one to get played like a poop butt. See, I'm from the street, so I know what's up on these silly games that's played by the women. I'm only happy when I'm going up in.
All right, y'all heard about the Strata Compton.
No.
There's been an issue about this casting call letter for Strata Compton, the movie, or the document they're doing. You heard about the document that they're doing for Strata Compton?
No.
Okay, so they're doing Universal Pictures, putting out a movie for a film. You've already had the leads casted. Ice Cube's son is going to be playing him.
Okay.
This whole thing to having, like, I guess, you know, him, Cube, Easy, and Dre.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday they had this casting call was posted by Cindy Alessi Casting. It's been called racist and all this. This is a casting call for women. And that's for people specifically in LA. And it's a breakdown. So I'll read it to y'all since y'all ain't heard it. A girls, these are the hottest of the hottest. Models must have real hair, no extensions, very classy looking, great bodies. You can be black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Mideastern, or mixed race. Age 18 to 30. Email Confredo, blah, blah, blah. B girls. These are fine girls, long natural hair, really nice bodies, small waist, nice hips. You should be light skinned. Beyonce is a prototype here. Age 18 to 30.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. C girls. These are African American girls, medium to light skinned with a weave. Age 18 to 30. D girls. These are African American girls, poor, not in good shape, medium to dark skin tone, character types, age 18 to 30.
Oh. About that.
The question is it racist?
And that's the first question.
Is it racist? Fuck yes! What? Wait. So that was an actual casting call?
That was an actual casting
call. That's an actual document that somebody typed up and put out as a casting call.
Yeah.
Wow. You should go and choke yourself.
It's
seriously.
Hollywood, though.
That's horrible.
That's how white people... That's how horrible. They classify us. That's Hollywood. It's not right.
That bothers me.
I'm thinking, like, I'm listening to this, and I'm really thinking, like, where would I fall in? Because I'm definitely not Beyonce. You know?
As soon as I said out of shape,
I was like,
I'm a D-girl.
I was like, I'm probably going to be a D girl because I'm a medium to dark skin, maybe depending on who's looking. You know what I mean? Definitely, you know, two babies, out of shape a little bit, you know?
Shit.
Dang, baby, I'm a D girl.
Shit.
What fucks it up
is... my book.
High five up top.
What fucks it up is the choice of labeling it A, B,
yes,
C, and D.
Yes.
Because that has a connotation in American...
just by this ranking.
Grading ranking system.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was thinking, like, we're ranking these women off of weight, skin tone, and hair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy.
That was the problem. And then with the D girls, they threw in economic status. They said poor.
Yes.
That word should have been eliminated entirely. Because, I mean, how do you cast call for poor?
Yeah, because you got
how,
like,
does that work?
Yeah, because the scene ones are just African Americans, medium light skin with weaves. And beforehand, all the other ones is natural.
Right.
And then
chick,
D basically is basically like poor, dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because you could have been like, you want D or just African American girls, medium to dark skin tone. But you didn't have to say they poor.
You didn't,
like,
exactly.
So I was like, oh, you
don't have to say that.
So you want
you
some
don't
poor
have
darkies.
To say that,
so
man.
Group D is poor darkies. That's what you're saying. That's how it feels. It's like D is poor darkies.
I have nothing funny to say about that. I try to put a little bit of spin on everything. That's fucking retarded.
It is.
It's downright fucking retarded. And if Hollywood sees us like that, again, we need to not be part of their movies then.
The thing is,
that's crazy to me.
But we don't see casting call notices. And the thing is, depending on a film that was being put out, if the film had a majority white cast and they were looking to cast lower economic or lower social...
maybe that way.
They would have something for white folks that would be just as derogatory, mm-hmm, for Asians, derogatory, mm-hmm, Hispanics, just as derogatory. They just don't get published. This one got published.
Yeah.
And they immediately took it off and got all apologetic. But it was one person... I'm not going to be able to find it in enough time. a friend of mine on her Facebook, somebody responded to it, a blogger or an artist, and they were saying what's even more grossly wrong with this casting call notice is that during the time period of NWA, you didn't have women with a bunch of weaves.
Hell no.
You didn't have, like, the way they're describing these women.
That wasn't even a hairstyle back in the day.
These are 90s new millennium women. You know what I'm saying? You need to be looking for chicks with feathers and perms and basket weaves and all other kind of stuff. What they're asking for, it just sounds like casting wise, you're all wrong in regard to what you're looking for in women. If you just get a diverse amount of women and then style them
exactly the way you need.
Yeah, because I got that with the group A. When I read Real Hair No Extensions, basically means that we don't want to pay for your fucking hair and styles. So
yeah, we don't want you to come in the makeup and put some makeup on you and then send you
and
out.
If we
want to
put some extensions or whatever, we can. But we got to go through your whole fucking hairstyle.
Yeah, here it is. Is that I attended Dorsey High in Los Angeles in the late 80s. No one was wearing weaves at that time. So what the hell is this casting call about? We had the mushroom cut, the straight relaxer with the bump under, braids, and short to medium angular cuts like Salt-N-Pepa and other East Coast girls. And there certainly weren't many white chicks in our hoods. They stayed out in the valley and in Hollywood. The casting call is totally racist and sexist, and it reflects today's twisted beliefs, not what was happening with black women then. We were still singing Unity by Queen Latifah and Bump and Moni Love, JJ Fad, MC Light, etc. This is disgusting. And that is true.
Yeah. It feels like a fucking rap video.
It does.
Because, I mean, Group A, part of me was like, well, it ain't, you know, and I heard on some stations, like, white people like, this is racist. I'm like, well, it might be racist to you because you only pretty much fit in one group, maybe two. Like, they don't want none of y'all except the ones that's fine. It's just, it fits that same shit that black women have had to deal with. Because I'm looking at B as like, I mean, A is basically like, if you fine, you can come.
You're top-notch chicks.
Yeah, it don't matter what the fuck race you are, color, whatever. If you fine, hit us up. But B is like...
Good question. Mm-hmm. Who really is sitting around thinking they not fine?
Thank you.
Right. Who is that chick?
Like, who read through that? What sister you know read through the casting call was like, shit, I could be a C or a D.
Like, those of us that are mamas. Because, you know, you're not walking around in a midriff top right now because you didn't have kids. But most of us feel, if your self-esteem is where it should be, most of us on a good day feel pretty dime worthy.
Right.
So
and you should.
But it does.
And we rocking our own hair, so...
But it does come to fuck with that. It's like the lower it goes from B to D is like less fine.
That's horrible to me.
And they darker. Get darker.
And darker.
Like, I'm mad about that.
Yeah, like being dark and poor is just a direct correlation to that.
Right, they go together.
Like, you can't be dark and fine. Hey, you can't be dark and rich, too? Like, what?
The heels of Lupita Nyong'o, really?
Man.
Because this is on some like...
A stunning black woman
group,
like that.
Yeah, Group A is dimes for everybody. Group B is like 8 9s, but you gotta be light.
No, man.
But that's the thing is like you should be light skinned.
What? They should have just said Beyonce is the prototype here.
And they could have left it alone at that and it wouldn't have been as bad.
Right.
People would have taken that and said, okay, that doesn't fit I'm not that mold. But we start listing economic statuses and stuff. Oh no.
Yeah. And then see
regular sir.
Oh, now we get to medium and then D is like medium to dark.
My
feelings are a little bit hurt. Look, and I'm checking, like, am I dark? I feel some kind of way about this. You know what I mean? Because I'm not light skinned, you know, but I'm not dark either. But I feel really shitty if I was darker than what I am right now because I don't fit nowhere. What, I can't come to a D, I can't even come in the group. I could be fine, but if I'm dark, then I can't, I'm out of top A. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Have
I could look like Beyonce.
Body.
I could have a banging body or whatever the case may be, but I'm dark. I can't get in B. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And then we go back to that argument where I feel like Beyonce is that quote unquote Hollywood standard.
It is.
For black women.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood standard for black
light
women
skin,
right now.
Mm-hmm. Blonde hair.
These are fine girls like Beyonce. You like, the fuck that mean? Like, you gotta look like Beyonce, okay?
Shit. Well, and it goes, damn, I can't. I'm gonna try to put a
like
little spin on everything. I can't. This is fucking crazy for me. We've classified our black women into four fucking categories, basically.
Here it is.
our women are in four categories right now. And the last one is fucked.
Right. You can't be pouring light, though.
Yeah.
What happens if I was dark but I had money? That's like, would that put me up for what I would no longer be into the D category? Like, could I be a C or
you
D?
You probably could be a B. You probably could.
I could be a B because I got some money.
You got some money.
What if you were light and ugly? I almost feel like that doesn't exist.
If you was light and ugly, they probably wouldn't pick you.
But I almost feel like...
They wouldn't. They'd be like, well, you ugly, but you ain't dark.
But I feel like our society acts like that combination doesn't exist.
And it's a lot of them.
It's something about skin color that all of a sudden adds an element of beauty to you. And my my great-grandmother, who was crazy light complexion, she would see people who were fair complected, and she'd be like, you know what? It's like having all the pieces of the puzzle, but they don't fit. Just because you light doesn't mean you're cute. But some of us are so brainwashed by color that you see color. God forbid you have a combination of color and some sort of hair, Jesus, that all of a sudden that equals beauty. Person eyes could be on either side of their head.
Oh yeah, can you see some nose? You see some light skin chick who be having they light skin with fine. That hair, and you be like, ugly.
Let me speak to the category A, mixed race. Like, some of them mixed race bitches ain't garbage.
My gosh. I've seen more mixed race people with bad skin.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They may have like the real pretty curly hair. I give that to them. But their skin be so toe up just trying to
come on.
You know who I could think of specifically? Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys has bad skin.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen her
skin. Yeah. She has really bad skin. And it's gotten better over the years. I think with Proactiv or whatever she's using, the line that she's using has really gotten better over the years. But when she first came out,
I remember that, because you could check her. You was like, why is her face so coated with makeup? And you're like,
yeah,
you
mean?
Yeah, deep graders too.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, so that speaks to something. I heard somebody mention somebody. I work with a girl who is, her skin is beautiful. She's probably the darkest girl I've seen in a long time, and her skin is radiant. And I just, every time I see her, I be like, girl, the light, any light, she could stand in the sunlight, she could stand in a fluorescent light, she could stand in the dark. It doesn't matter. Just her skin just glows to me. And I just look at her and I was like, your skin is beautiful. And she's like, oh, you know, she gets real self-conscious. And I'm like, has no one ever told you that your skin is beautiful before? You know what I mean? And it's just because, I guess maybe she doesn't hear it often. You don't
Because with sisters, it's like the skin, when it shines, because it's not every black woman, but there's a nice amount of black women who skin is just a bomb, like my wife, where you be like, even, and especially, and you, and the fucked up part with dark skinned sisters get that shitty treatment. When you see a dark skinned sister with her skin is bomb, you are like, oh my God.
And it's so many of them.
Yes, and you be like, God damn, your skin is shiny.
Yeah, it's so many of them. The only time I feel like the only time I've seen a woman who was dark complexion with bad skin was the woman under some sort of stress or, you know, lived a really, really hard life. Yeah. Because more often than not, their skin stays so smooth, so blemish free, so like taut and stunning, 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 stunning. Yep. Like you don't see a wrinkle. You don't see a stretch mark. You don't see nothing. It's just beautiful ebony skin.
Yeah.
And that's part of feel like they just jealous and like, well, since I'm jealous, I'm going to just hate on your shit and put it down. Like it ain't all that. Cause you can't have it. You can't tan and get this dark motherfucker.
No, you can't. You cannot.
Yeah. Not without messing it up.
And it's funny when I be seeing white people come out the little tanning booths looking orange. Ooh. I'm like, why would you subject yourself to that? You know what I mean? I think that's just crazy to me. But regardless, man, that's whoever leaked that, God bless them. Because now I know what they really think about us. It's in writing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's in writing what you guys think of us, what the way you rank us. The fact that you have mixed females in category A, like, they don't look like a bucket of bullshit, too. You know?
Bucket of bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just beyond...
Yeah,
I'm sorry, no. Back ends. I'm just... Look.
It's all good.
Like... Yeah, that's just, oh man.
I just encourage us to keep some perspective. This is Hollywood. Yeah. But they don't.
Oh, but damn it, though.
They don't give a shit about people's feelings when it comes to this. They give a shit about types. And this is a specific film that is geared toward and casting black people. I guarantee you, if we were to pull out old ass casting notices from films that are predominantly full of any other race, they have the same sort of derogatory layout, because the people who put this kind of information together aren't, they just really are not caring about feelings at all. They're not even thinking. They're not even thinking about the conversation that we're having here, or that what they're putting out there would have this sort of response. Trust, this notice went out and tons of black actresses were trying were running for this. Not even thinking to themselves, I feel some kind of way, or that's cold, or that's fun. Even if they thought it, it wasn't stopping them from auditioning.
And now, you know what? I'm just going to say this. Like, we're speaking about this from our perspective. How do you say that word? Perspective. Let's look at it as if we were Let's look at it as if we were an actor or an actress. Like, this is the shit you have to read every single day.
Yeah.
This is the shit that you have to read, and you have to decipher.
To see if it applies to you.
To see if it applies to you in order for you to be able to pay your rent.
Yeah.
To be able to eat at the end. You know what I mean? Like, that is a conversation that would, if I had to read shit like that every single day, I'd be like, okay, I'm cool. Like, I'm going to have to find me another kind of gig, because I can't see myself doing that.
Because when we look at television and film, everybody in there doesn't look perfect. They got people of all shapes, colors, and sizes. And something had to go out with the casting notice that spoke to that. You know, in this situation, we want somebody who's middle-aged, white, overweight, pimply skin. You know what I'm saying? They'll be that specific in terms of looking for a type. And somebody who will look at the mirror and say, well, shit, this is me. And we'll go out and audition and get the work. You know what I'm saying? I'm right now, for some reason, the sister who was doing the Pine Sol commercials is coming to my mind. It was a black woman. She had long braids, a dreadlock. She was a big woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there was a casting notice for that. You know what I'm saying? And she made good money off of them Pine Sol commercials. You know what I'm saying? So it's that's all I'm saying is, as offensive as this shit is, as it's written up, I just ask that we keep perspective, only because this is Hollywood.
Yeah, I've heard different things about this Hollywood. From the Hollywood perspective. I've heard that the directors and all that will be able to distance themselves, because it's like, this is like, you're sending this out for somebody else to do. Yes. It's like, they're not looking at the casting notices to be like, well, I want it to be like this. You're like, hey,
fill the position.
Yeah, I'm sending this out, fill it out. It sounds like they do get this. They've gone detailed, but the ranking is
Is what bugs me.
Yeah,
that's what bugs me about all this. If they would have just said use Beyonce as the quote unquote model for this group, okay, I can handle that.
They should have had a prototype for every section. Beyonce type here, Kim Kardashian type here, I don't know, shit, Regina King type here. I don't know. They should have had prototypes for each one versus using the verbiage that they used and ranking things by color and economic status. Whoever wrote this,
whatever casting company, whatever that is, they getting fired. Whoever it was, they was dealing with. They're like, we'll fire you and just go with somebody else, because that's what we need to do to get this under the rug and get this movie going.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, the mixed race thing, I'm just like, God, I guess it's 2014. Because you could just put all the races, but you got to be like, well, we got to put mixed folk in too, because some people going to feel some kind of way. Like, well, I'm not really black. Does it count?
I'm biting my tongue.
But that, to me, that's especially,
I want
to
hear what you got to say.
Especially since part of it is that well, the casting notice did say they're looking for LA people. Like, we're not flying y'all out, and we're supposed to come out.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Specifically LA. So I'm like, okay, they gonna throw in mixed, because LA is mixed.
It's LA.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay.
But I was like, wow. I mean, it was just still like, damn, you going A, B, C, D?
A, B, C, exactly. Four categories. Dark skin, poor women, category D.
Yeah.
That shit is whack.
Damn.
That is whack. Mm-hmm.
Choke yourself.
No doubt. And after the day, I'm gonna wanna do the wild thing. You want lobster? Huh?
We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. On Twitter at Black Is Online. On Facebook at Black Is Magazine. Email us at kc@blackisonline.com. Hit us up on the hotline at 323-455-4219. And check us out at www.blackisonline.com. Thanks for listening.
They look, if they got money, we can hook up, but they ain't getting none. Yeah, I just make them think they gon' get some. Play with their mind a little bit and get that money. Oh, Ice Cube, can I have some money, please?
Give you money, why bother? 'Cause you know I'm looking nothing like your father. Girl, I can't be played again.